On the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline by our friend, the head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers, Hank Carter, is with us now. Hank, I appreciate the time. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just got off the field, and it's been a good 2 days of work so far.
I always think whenever we talk about coming off an open date on the schedule, I think about something that Greg Davis, when he was the offensive coordinator at Texas, used to say. He used to say there are good redshirt years and not good redshirt years for some student-athletes, and there are good open date weeks and not good open date weeks, depending on how well the work went. How would you characterize what this open date week just passed went for your boss?
Well, I've always said there's no such thing as a bad time to have your bye week, but I would say I was especially excited about how our kids handled last week, and a lot of it had to do with it being about 60 degrees every morning, and the kids felt refreshed, and whenever the coaches walked off the practice field, we didn't have to go change a full set of clothes. And so the weather in general made it much more enjoyable, but also I just think the way the kids handled it and the amount of work we're able to get done was good. So I feel like it was a really successful week.
Do you alter that much, at least in terms of the workload schedule, on an open date week as opposed to when you have a game week? Does much change there in terms of what you're trying to get refined or updated or polished or even installed during an open date?
Yeah, so it is a little bit different. And so we will take some time and install probably a chunk of plays or a chunk of concepts depending on when the bye week falls. You know, if the bye week falls week 10 or 11, you know, obviously you might not do that because it's the time of the season. But yeah, so there's a chunk of practice that's used for just creating new concepts and installing new material. I would say overall the physicality of the week of bye week for the guys that are healthy, it's pretty rigorous. It's a little bit more like a spring ball type practice because we don't have a game to prepare for. And there's such a thing as staying in football shape. And that, not only is that just our cardio and getting used to carrying the pads and all those things, but, you know, hitting and tackling and doing those things, you need to stay sharp and you need to stay doing it. And so we had some guys that we needed to rest up and get healthy, but for the most part, we got after it, and I feel like it was a good week.
Hank, I've held off this long asking you about Jacob Henry, and we've known Jacob for a long time since he was real little, coming up to the station and hanging out. But he's, you know, looking at your defensive stats through five games, he's one of your leading tacklers. We've seen him make the splash plays. What can you say about Jacob's development through these first five ball games?
I think he's played really, really well. We love Jacob. He's a leader on our team. He's a charismatic personality. He does such a fantastic job also just with the things unrelated to football and the way that he understands that he's a leader within our community for the young kids. He's just a Pied Piper whenever the little kids come around. But on the football field, he really is. He's had a great season so far. On all the big guys, the first month of the season, it's a different animal on them from the standpoint of when it's 100 degrees and you weigh 275 pounds and up. Just the impact that the heat has on you is different. So now that the weather has cooled off, that really lets our bigger guys turn it loose more, and they're able to play more consecutive plays and still have a good burst. And so I think you're seeing that out of Jacob and Griffin Willis and our bigger guys. But yeah, certainly Jacob's had a great season, and thankfully he's just a junior, so we're going to get to have him around for a while. But yeah, he's just a stud. He's a delight to coach, and I love the depth.
Let me ask you this: is this kind of what you were referring to when you talked about the guys getting excited because the temperature's being cooler? Did you have your offensive lineman and your defensive lineman in mind when you were telling us that?
Without a doubt. So that it would be funny. You know, I spent a lot of time with the defensive line, and so we worked together with the O-line. And so the first 2 months of the season, every day you can hear their feet squishing like they had walked through water. And that's just the sweat pouring down onto their cleats. And Jacob specifically came up to me Wednesday or Thursday of last week and gave me a hug after practice. And he just said, so one thing was unique about that. Not that he gave me a hug, but he gave me a hug and he wasn't soaked. Typically he is after a practice. And he also just said, golly, we're feeling so fresh. This is just a great week. And so, yeah, the big guys certainly appreciate it when the temperature gets out of the 80s and down a little bit cooler.
We're visiting with Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers, here on Light the Tower on the Horn with Craig Way and Jeff Howe and Snoop Daniel.
Caden Leon. I mean, I still don't know. I think I know a lot about him. What can you tell us personally about Caden Leon?
Man, Caden is a great kid. So he is a, you know, obviously he's not the biggest guy in the world. He kind of grew up playing on the B team. And, you know, really he caught our eye as a freshman. He was a tweener kid who probably could have played on the A team, but he just hadn't grown any yet. He was much, much smaller. But he reminded me a lot of Baker from the standpoint of physicality-wise, he hadn't quite hit his growth spurt yet compared to the other 18 players. But he could hold his own with everything else. And so he's a very twitchy athlete. He still plays three sports. He's a football, basketball, baseball guy. Does really, really well at all three. You know, he could play a number of positions as a freshman. He played quarterback and he played safety and was a good safety. You know, coming into this year, we thought he was going to play, you know, primarily wide receiver and play some quarterback. You know, with the injury to Bo, that's made his maturation process at the quarterback position kind of speed up. He's been banged up, though, all season long. He really probably feels the best this week that he has since coming into Martin. He's had a hamstring. You know, he had the concussion earlier in the season. But, you know, he's the guy that is a dynamic athlete that when he's healthy in space, the first guy probably won't lay a hand on him if he sees him coming. And so it's going to be great to get him back to where he can make those plays in the open field. And he's throwing the ball great. I mean, this morning he's zipping the thing around the field. And so I'm excited for him. He's a guy that I wouldn't say waited his turn, but he had to wait until his body kind of caught up with his football mind, and he's certainly done that.
Well, and to see the growth and steady improvement of his play has to make you feel better, even as you still hope and try to get Bo Edmondson back with coming off of that back injury.
Yeah, it does. And really, Caden, we know that he can pop back out there and play receiver and do those things, but the way he's gotten better at quarterback, that makes our whole team better. And I'm happy for him. I mean, obviously, every kid that grows up playing quarterback in Lake Travis wants to be the guy. But when you find out you're going to be the guy a couple of days before it actually happens and you're thinking you're going to be wide receiver, that's a little bit of a that could be a shock to the system. But I love the way he's handled it. He's a tough kid, too. He's not very big, but he doesn't weigh a whole lot. But he's tough as nails, and he's had to be so far.
Hank, when you come off that bye week, I always like to ask our coaches we visit with about your scout team, because those kids have a pretty tough job and an important job getting you ready for a ball game each and every week. And any kids on your scout team really stand out to you for what you guys have done up through the bye week?
You know, there's a bunch of them, but I would say specifically two guys on offense. And so Chasen Ditta, a kid that's gone back and forth from playing varsity, and J.B. Black at quarterback. And also Tech Phillips. So Tech is a running back. We kind of have the running joke that you could drop Tech off the Empire State Building and he would bounce right up. You couldn't hurt him. That guy is like made out of iron. And so he plays running back on the scout team, and he does a great job every single day defensively. Aiden Shoddy, a defensive end, has done a nice job. And I do. I try to recognize those kids. As a matter of fact, I'm feeding them all Chicken Express right after school today, only for the scouts, the student trainers, and managers.
There you go.
The varsity guys, they don't get any of that stuff. But I try to show them some love every couple of weeks because I sure appreciate them.
There you go. Hey, Hank, we've had this conversation before about respecting the game, respecting your opponent, and respecting your efforts both on the practice field and on the field. Is that the ongoing message as you get ready to take on Del Valle this week?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, we're going to prepare to play Del Valle, and they do some things that hurt us, and they've got some really good players, and their kids are getting better every week. Certainly came off a tough game last week with Westlake, but at the end of the day, we've got, you know, every game that's worked out for us, or has it, really it's been about us. It's been about the things we were able to do or the things that we were unable to do and didn't execute. So we're going to focus on Lake Travis, focus on the things that we can control, and go out there for homecoming on Friday night and play Del Valle.
The homecoming, you excited about that? Are your kids excited about it?
They are. The stadium sold out in about 45 minutes, which is, for an athletic director, is a little bit frustrating, and all the people calling and they need tickets, but it's a good thing, too. We're going to have a great crowd. Certainly have some old guys come back, and we'll be able to see them maybe after the game, which will be good.
Hank, what do you do when you have a sold-out stadium and you start getting calls from people going, hey, I really wanted to come to the game this week? What can you say to people like that?
Well, so here's the problem. When you've been somewhere nearly 15 years and you've built all these relationships with parents and boosters and friends and former players, yeah, all of a sudden I didn't realize how many friends I had that all of a sudden they need tickets. And so we're going to, depending on how things go with the other side, we'll open it up and sell some tickets on the visitor side later in the week. It's a good problem to have, obviously, our student section. I want to say we're going to have 1,500 to 2,000. It's It's really about them and the parents of the kids that are performing inside their band, Cavaliers cheer football as student trainers and managers. So I wish we, you know, one of these days, hopefully we'll have a little bit bigger stadium. But again, it's a good problem to have.
There we go. Hank, I appreciate the time. Best of luck on Friday night. We'll look forward to the visit again next week.
You bet. Thanks, y'all.
All right. That's Hank Carter, head coach of Lake Travis Cavaliers. They play the Del Valle Cardinals Friday night. You can hear it on the horn on 104.9. Mark.